every time Congress looks at the issue, they, you know, they think that first there's a regulatory requirement. But second, you know, let's throw a bunch of money at it, because as they've been talking about the cyber problem, they're getting pushback from every agency, and all the way down to the critical infrastructure, where they say, hey, you know, if you want us to do more, then it's going to cost more. So give us money, which is, of course, it seems like everybody's response in any organization. Whereas some of the things that you have to do are pretty well known, and just have, there's hurdles to get over to get them done. I like to point to the Port 23 problem. So there's, you know, some well-known, vulnerable and just inadmissible protocols that are rampant within federal agencies, even the Defense Department, Port 23 being for Telnet. And most of the rest of the industry has abandoned those protocols. They can't be protected. There's much better things to use, SSH in this case. And yet, if you try and implement a good security policy and follow the guidance that your auditors are giving you, or even NIST is providing, and you shut off Port 23, you're going to have a two-star call you up and say, turn it back on because you just broke my ability to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that pushback response all the time when I talk to people inside federal government, is we can't do what you're saying we should do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where they got to start first. And that's not a congressional issue. That's an executive issue. And I've been calling for, you know, some sort of assigning of responsibility. That's not, you know, your responsibility is to keep our email going. Your responsibility is not to allow incursions into our networks and data being stolen. Now, part of the problem is most organizations don't even have processes in place to identify when data is being exfiltrated from them. But if they could, then, and if they're responsible for it, they would start doing things immediately, just changing the what they do today without any additional expense. Maybe there's some training involved and getting people up to speed on the tools that they already have, but it doesn't require billions and billions of dollars to solve this problem.
So protecting networks, one of the conversations you and I have had on an ongoing basis is that this isn't just a money problem. This is a process and procedure problem. And part of it, it seems to me, is cultural. And I talk about the cultural problems on this program a lot. That concept of we can't do what you're telling us we should be doing is tremendously cultural. The two-star pressure is obvious. What's the education process for the two stars so that they're not calling, so that when they try to do something they can't do, they understand why they can't do it anymore?
Yeah, I wish I knew the complete answer to that. The two stars, you know, if they're in the positions that they're in, right, it took them 20 plus years to get there, and they're probably not as cognizant of the risks that, that some of their practices involve. I think a really great step was an executive presidential order issued last October, where President Obama, you know, requires all agencies to assign somebody who's responsible for essentially data security around secret information.
Mm-hmm.
Fallout most probably from some of the things that happened inside DOD with the USB tokens crossing over CipherNet. That was exactly the first right step. Assign somebody that has that responsibility. And if that responsibility includes some repercussions, if you don't fulfill the responsibility, you know, you're going to have the one throat to choke. That person's going to be pretty adamant about enforcing those security requirements.
Mm-hmm. What do you think overall of the structure in place for Cyber Command and the responsibilities that have been invested in Cyber Command and so forth?
Yeah, I'm a doubter at some point about whether or not the NSA is the right agency to be essentially the IT security department for the rest of federal government. And, you know, DHS is working with them as well because they have nobody else to turn to. Obviously, the NSA's got tremendous computer security experience, and they're getting much, much more because they are being called in on even commercial incursions and trying to do the forensics works for them. But I don't think that they're an outsourced IT shop that's in the right place to do that. And I'm a little dubious about calling cyber a separate domain and creating, you know, a separate branch of the military to deal in it, because cyber is just part of all military operations today. And every single branch of the military has electronic warfare capabilities, which are a little bit beyond what most of us think about as cybersecurity, but it's a very, very active part of future military operations. So, you know, I think it's a technology area, just as drones are a new technology area, but we don't have a new department of drones. Everybody's got drones, it seems. As is electronic warfare, and I think cyber too, and both cyber defense and offensive cyber measures have to be part of the existing branches of the military.